this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 2. My name is Courtney Whitaker, and today we are going to talk about why play is important, even with the big kids. This summer, I read the book Embracing a Culture of Joy by Dean Sharafsky, which I would highly recommend reading. In the book, there is a chapter dedicated specifically to play as research. In the final paragraph, Dean Sharafsky writes, "When you invite folks to play with ideas, tools, and scenarios, it immediately takes the pressure off failure as the end to all learning. Instead, failure becomes acceptable as an element to the learning and growing." This specific line in the book gave me pause. Play takes the pressure off failure. Failure becomes acceptable as an element to learning and growing. Wow, I found myself reflecting on this line and thinking about play in education today. Are we playing? And what does play look like in our classrooms? In my reflection, I immediately went back to the days of teaching preschool. I know, several of you are thinking, oh my goodness, preschool, how does this connect to my classroom? When I think about teaching and play, preschool is the place where teaching is rooted in play. As a preschool teacher, we would sit down to plan and begin with the objective in mind. Then play became the centerpiece for teaching those objectives. We could have been teaching color ID, counting sets, recognizing letters, or exploring our senses. All concepts were taught through play and exploration. Kids didn't hesitate to explore our learning environment. And failure wasn't part of their thinking during playtime. Granted, preschoolers get frustrated at times with fine motor, sharing, and they have fears, but they didn't hesitate to explore learning for fear of failure. They were willing to explore, and there was joy in their exploration. So where is play without fear of failure happening in education today? When I reflected on play today, one specific classroom came to mind. My middle school daughter's drama class. My middle schooler came home the first week of her sixth grade year exclaiming that she would be performing in the school musical that fall. This was a child who had never shown an interest in theater, and she was over the moon about this opportunity. I volunteered that year to be a backstage parent and help during the performance. Little did I know that this would change the way I thought about play and education. As I stood backstage and listened to the warm-up before the performance, I literally had chills running down my arms. The strength of that community of learners could be felt across the room. Those middle schoolers blew my mind. My daughter's drama teacher had empowered kids to create and lead without fear. They were running the backstage, not me. I was just there to watch. I watched the stage manager that year move from one actor to another, cheering them on, fixing costumes, reminding everyone about timing, and stopping to review lines if someone needed help. She was full of joy and enthusiasm. She was an eighth grader, and her leadership was phenomenal. This environment empowered her to explore her skills as a leader without fear of failure. From the wardrobe to makeup to props to practicing lines and cheering each other on, these students had created a community of supported learning through the act of play. There are three specific aspects that I observed that day. First, each student was willing to be creative without fear. Second, they collaborated on absolutely everything. And third, they took risks without fear. They even cheered each other on to go outside that middle school comfort zone. My guess is those kids will never forget that experience, and it will shape how they face future challenges and opportunities. It was truly amazing. So where do we see play in the personalized learning classroom? The PL philosophy fosters an environment where play can flourish. Everything begins with strong community that supports academic risk-taking, allowing students the freedom to create, define, and build their own classroom community begins with playful collaboration. A great place to start is in teaching the learner profiles through play. Our third grade team collaborated and created lessons for each profile. Each lesson included a book with a character who exemplifies that learner profile. Next, we showed a video and discussed how the video relates to the profile. Then we would compete a team building activity focusing on a skill in the profile. In the end, each student would reflect on what they learned about themselves. Let me share an example. For the leader profile, we read the book Swimmy by Leo Leone. This story takes you on a journey with Swimmy the fish as he helps his friends overcome danger by working together. Then we watched the video, Jeremy Lin, Last Pick. If you haven't watched it, Google it as soon as you finish listening to this podcast. This is an awesome video where the discussion about who the leader is in the video will surprise you. Next, our team building activity was to build a human caterpillar out of paper. It began with a class standing on a long sheet of butcher paper. The goal is to get the paper to move from the floor to above the students' heads without anyone leaving the line. They have to work together, and the leader does need to guide the group to step back or forward, depending on how the paper will move along the line. Finally, the students reflect on the whole process. Through creativity, collaboration, and exploration, our community is built around the common goal of becoming diverse learners. My favorite part of teaching each profile is the team building activity. We have fun with profiles like Collaborator, where students are challenged to build a puzzle without the picture on the box. The Communicator profile, we challenge students to draw a picture without seeing the original and relying on a friend to describe the drawing. The Creative and Critical Thinker profile, students create their own unique project with a limited box of supplies. In these playful, creative moments, community is established and concrete connections are made for our learners. Beginning the year with these lessons builds a trusting environment where students get comfortable taking risks because it is safe. As a third grade team this year, this was a great place for us to start exploring play. We are challenging ourselves to find more places for play in our playlists and pathways. In our planning times, we are going to start with the standards in mind and then move to a place of creativity and collaboration. We're going to find more opportunities for students to give us feedback on what works and where we can empower them more in the learning process. We as educators must take our own risks to push ourselves to provide students with many opportunities for how they can move towards mastery, especially through play. Sometimes that means we must take a step back and let the kids lead, just like the middle school stage manager. Play is a place of creativity. It brings us joy when we share or collaborate. It gives us the freedom to take risks. Play can be a place where learning is happening without students even realizing it. Play is a place where risks are happening without students realizing it. Create, collaborate, take risks. So what keeps us from being like the preschool teachers? We start with the standard, then think of how to teach it with creativity, collaboration, and exploration through new risks. We too can teach with play. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.